There was an assessment done in Israel, and the area where the IDF has not yet operated in the past was issued an evacuation notice. This is where Israel assesses that a number of hostages are being held. That information came out. It is Deir al-Bala, and it's the only place in Gaza that the IDF hasn't yet reached. One of the reasons that they haven't gone in there is because, based on intel from many citizens in Gaza, that's where a lot of hostages are. So we wanted to actually just get a sense of, you know, what is the feeling of the families. Joining me right now is Dr. Amir Blumenfeld, who is from the Hostage Family Forum, who's on the Hostage Family Forum team. Good afternoon, Dr. Blumenfeld. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, and thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and thank you very much for agreeing to speak to us. How are the families? I cannot imagine the mental anguish, the torture. I actually cannot imagine what they are still going through.
The families are going through a very severe and extreme emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
You know, it has been like more than 660 days. And every now and then there's a kind of, an agreement that someone is talking about. We just witnessed that about 3 weeks ago when everyone got a little bit optimistic about a kind of agreement that was supposed to be signed. But nothing happened. And this is not the first time. Now, first, they're very exhausted. Second, they can't take it anymore. I look at their eyes. I'm with direct connection to some of them, and I look at the eyes, and you can see the exhaustion and the despair in their eyes. They know that every day might be the last day for their relative and dear one. So they are, you know, in a grave situation, and I think that this must be over, and there's only one way to end it, and that's by ceasing the fire and bringing all hostages back.
Dr. Blumenfeld, how are you involved with the Family Forum team? Do you have a family member who is a hostage?
Not at all. Not okay. At all. Thank God, I do not. But I had some experience in the military.
Yes.
When three soldier hostages were taken, kidnapped. It was Gilad Shalit, Goldwasser and Regev, and I wrote the report. And it was the first time that we wrote reports without seeing a patient, a medical report without seeing a patient. And we needed to decide whether they were alive or injured and what kind of injuries they sustained. When October 7 occurred, I felt that this kind of experience was, you know, something that they needed because of all the videos that the Hamas released on that day and afterwards. So I joined the forum. And while being there, and we're talking about almost 2 years, I realized that the hostages issue is not the families and the hostages only. It's the whole total society here in Israel. We're all suffering. We all need this catastrophe to end, because everyone, whether you're a relative or not, is affected by this grave situation. So we started the kind of a movement calling, in Hebrew it's called Bo'u, meaning come together. And it means like, let's save them and ourselves, because it's not just the hostages and their families, it's the whole Israeli society who suffers. There are multiple research done on Israeli citizens which are not directly involved with the situation, and you can find that many Israelis, at least 75%, three quarters, are concerned about what's going with the hostages. 50% already have signs of this, depression, anxiety, loss of hope, by taking drugs, medications in order to sleep. And I haven't started talking about the war that is still going on. And every day soldiers are killed or injured. And there's a rise of suicide cases. And this is an extreme situation that must be over as soon as possible.
Knowing what we know now, we know that there are things worse than death.
Hello,
I'm here. I'm just trying to think of how to phrase my question.
Okay.
Is there any relief in knowing that one of the hostages passed away when they first were, you know, kidnapped and taken to Gaza? You know, where there hasn't been proof of life. Do you understand my question? Because
yeah, I do.
A body is a body.
There are 50 hostages.
Yeah.
There are 50 hostages currently in Gaza. 28 were declared dead, okay, according to intel and witnesses coming from, you know, those who returned and other information sources. 22 are still considered alive, while we got only signs of life for only 19 of those. I still consider them as 22 because if they're not declared dead, for me, they're alive. Now, the situation is terrible for both situations, because if you have a living hostage relative, dear one over there, you want him to come back and start rehabilitation and come back to life, and you're afraid that something may happen to him and he may lose his life, which is an immediate threat right now. If you have someone who was already declared dead, you still need them to come back, and you need to give them a respectful burial here in Israel in order to make what they call, the psychologist would call, a closure. Yeah. You need to close the case. You need to have somewhere to grieve and to know that this is the end of the story, and start rehabilitate the family and everyone else. So it's for both the dead ones and the living ones that need to, the situation needs to be over, and we need to bring them all the 50 back in one time, not, you know, in multiple steps, but only in one time, because the time is running, and there's danger both for the living, which is obvious, I can imagine, and for the dead ones to disappear. If we don't bring them back as soon as possible, the people who know where they're buried or the bodies themselves may disappear, and we will never know what happened, and we will never be able to close this horrible situation.
You would definitely know. The IDF has been bringing back bodies that have been there since the 1980s. Wasn't it the 1980s? Mm-hmm. They were still bringing back bodies. But has anybody spoken to Gilad Shalit to ask him
what
about...
What do you mean by...
spoken to him and, you know...
To ask him about...
To ask him about being a hostage of Hamas.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they investigated him when he came back and he gave all the details, but now we would like to leave him alone and try, you know, get a normal life.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, the media was following him, but I think then they left him alone. The last news I heard about him, that he got married. And I'm happy for him. I hope that the next news that I'm going to get about him is having kids. But you know, let's leave him alone and respect his private life, because it's private at the end of the day. And the same applies for the hostages who came back.
Yeah.
We try to give them their privacy, and this is extremely important for their rehabilitation. Still, they're still at the highlights and they're still at the media because they're concerned about their friends, about the ones that they left over there. So you can see them at the square, at the hostages square in Tel Aviv, talking and asking everyone to do everything they can in order to bring all the hostages home, and sometimes on the media, being interviewed. They're worried about what's going to happen to their friends who are left over there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just the whole Jewish world, and you know, we have many friends that are not Jews. I think that that's very important for us to acknowledge as well. Who, I actually have a friend who, you know, lights candles and she cries. She cries over the hostages constantly. She can't talk about them. There are a lot of people around the world who are very, very connected to the hostages, to the hostage families. And Amir, if you can please let the families know that they're not alone. While they have a very unique pain, we also feel pain for them.
So thank them and thank you very much. I will definitely transfer them. But may I ask something?
Yes.
From all those who care, and the others, obviously, don't let this topic die. Keep on talking about it. Keep on, you know, writing about it in social media. And if you know someone that may do something, just talk to him and try to influence him, because, you know, the government doesn't do enough, in my opinion. And it's more than 660 days. Who ever thought it's going to be that, you know, that long? And people are dying. People are just dying, and this is what we call preventable death in medicine. I mean, we can prevent it,
yes,
by doing only one thing: bring them back. This is what we need to do. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Dr. Amir Blumenfeld, the Hostage Family Forum team, and he's an advisor to the Hostages and Missing Families Forum. He's a former chief of the trauma branch of the IDF, and thank you very, very much for your time with